네, 헬로.
Hey, this is Max from Penguin Book Writers. Nicolita, are you there?
Yes.
Perfect. Nicolita, my senior consultant is here in the office. Her name is Jessica. And
Okay, thank you.
she
Nice meeting you.
perfect. She just wanted to have a word with you, discuss about your project in detail before assigning you a team. She's the one that
Okay.
assembles the entire team, and she's one of our senior consultants. She deals with the sales, marketing,
Okay.
and the in-house production. So she personally looked
Okay.
at you, and she's like, "I would like to talk to her, understand what her book is about, what her expectations are, what her goals are, and then I will make a team for her." So now you'll
Okay.
be talking to her. Do you have like 15, 20 minutes on you?
Yes, okay.
Perfect.
Hello there.
Hello, hi. Nice meeting you. I'm Nicole.
Hi Nicole, how are you doing today?
Thank you. I'm fine. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking, and thank you so much for taking out the time for this. I'm a senior author consultant over here. My name is Jessica Wolf, and my job
Okay.
is to make sure I understand what projects are getting on board and how do I assign them a whole team. Now, I was going through the contract that you just, got from, I guess, Max, and he specifically asked me to dive into it and, make sure we do this on priority. And in order to do so, obviously, I need to assemble a team for you. Now, while going through the contract, obviously, it, leaks out a lot of information that is lacking when it comes to the book and the author's goal. If you don't
Yes, of
mind,
course.
Nicole, can you tell me a little bit about what exactly is your goal with this book's publishing? Because without the goal, I won't be able to help you with, devising a strategy. So what exactly are you trying to achieve from it?
Right.
Keeping in mind that I saw your financial background and obviously, your educational background. You're a doctor, you're a dermatologist, which is very brilliant. And
Okay.
I wanted to know if this is business purpose or not.
Okay. This is the title is Unraveling the Mystery, Exploring the Causes of Chronic Illness. It is about chronic diseases and autoimmune diseases that is have been long ago a subject of scientific investigation. We have to explore the causes, the real causes, to identify the what is going on molecular. So we have to make the patients aware of that in order to provide the real treatment, because people have to take active part in their treatment. And this is consists of involvement in decision making regarding their healthcare. So we have to empower them to make informed decisions. And that is the goal.
Ah, so that means the more people you get, the better, because the information is something you want to get out to the maximum number of people because they lack this information for decision making, correct? Okay,
Correct.
that is a good
That's
thing
right.
that your book has a large target audience. And it can be anything, it's not gender specific, right?
It is, sorry?
Is it gender
I didn't hear
specific?
you.
As in, are you,
No,
do you
no. It
think
is
that?
not gender specific. No, it is not gender specific. It is for all. For all the genders, for all the
Any
people,
age
children.
limitations? Oh,
No.
perfect. Children, okay. So anyone with any age or any gender is something that your audience
Yes.
is, which means that it's pretty much
Yes.
everyone in the world. Wow.
Yes.
And you are the one who
The
did this
ultimate
research?
goal. Yes, I made this research, of course, with the help of the Google and the ChatGPT. I am also in I have a Master in Science in Genomic Medicine,
Yeah, I
so
read
I have a
that.
lot of it. I
Is it
have a
from the
lot of
University of South
information.
Wales?
South Wales, yes.
Wow, Masters in Science. Wow. And you were also a
And
scientific director, right?
I am a scientific director in Mechelen, yes.
That must be a lot of knowledge to hold. I mean, I'm impressed, I must say.
Yes, and
And
I have the problem is that I have a lot of knowledge that I don't know how to put right. I have put some things down, but I have so many learners, and that blocks me And I cannot, I put a lot of information in a paragraph, and that that may become not so good in marketing-wise.
Exactly why I contacted you. See, the topic that you have, ma'am, it's complex, you know, for somebody who doesn't have any knowledge about this. But the writing style has to be so simple and easy that if anybody of any age picks your book, they don't feel like they cannot connect to the topic. And at the same time, they don't feel like it's too much information. So we have to write the book and edit the book in a way that it makes sense to anybody, anybody in general, anybody who's reading the book for a first time.
This is my problem, because most of the time I use my scientific, terminology. Yes, and it is difficult to understand.
Yeah.
This is also for my consultation. I'm aware of it, and I'm trying a lot to make it simple.
Okay, I understand. But you're actually really good with speaking. I mean, I can totally understand everything you're saying. I mean, you cannot be that bad at writing. I don't believe that. I mean, you're well-educated. You know what you're talking about.
Yes. I have made a draft. I have made a PDF. So it is okay if I'm going to send you and to look at it and to tell me.
Yeah, that is the first job. See, the reason why I'm on a call with you is that I want to analyze what exactly is your requirement with this manuscript. I mean, anybody can get you publishing, right? But is publishing really what you need? Because publishing means that the book will be out there. It does not mean that people are going to go ahead and buy it, or the book will look pleasing enough for somebody to buy it, okay?
Of course.
That is exactly why when I read the transcript that you had with Max, I was like, this book with just publishing is not going to survive, because a lot of times if this is not written right, maybe people will pass on the opportunity to buy the book because they will feel like it's too much towards the medical side. Maybe it's too knowledgeable for them. Maybe it's an advanced level book, and maybe they're still on the basic level. So the reason why I'm having a word with you is that if you allow, I can gel in a team for you within this package, or maybe, you know, on top of this package, where those people can do a little bit of competitive research for you. And Nicole, what they'll do is they'll find you similar books right now in the world that talks about your topic. And once we analyze what is their strategy of being successful, we can maybe compile the book in a better way, or maybe a competitive way, and then work on selling this book to your target audience. And that means making sure your books are ending up in libraries, universities, bookstores, and is not restricted into just U.S. We need to cover maximum, you know, let's just say range, so that the more people can get to see your book, the more people can get to buy it. Does that make sense?
Yes, but I don't care so much about the U.S. Of course, I'm caring about worldwide, but I'm interested mostly in making aware most of the people worldwide. That means my country, East, West, whenever we can.
Exactly.
But of course there is a competition, and of course there are many books that are talking about this. But, okay, let's do another one.
No, we don't work like that. See, we know that every book has its competition, and that's normal. I mean, everybody's writing about something. It's self-publishing. You have a right to publish anything. But see, the way we work is, Nicole, we try to make sure our product has a unique selling point. It looks different from its competition. And for that, right now, what you're lacking is that in the package that you have, everybody is just talking about publishing a book. That is it.
Yes.
There's no research team to make sure that your book stands out in its competition. And what that team is the marketing team, what you require. Once the marketing team reviews your manuscript and then brings up your competition towards you, they will show you in a proper format that this is what a similar book like yours is doing, what is their feedback, how many books are they selling, and what exactly is their unique selling point. And then we will create a strategy to make sure your book stands out and stands out better than that book. And this is how we try to create a bestseller out of it. if you know, I'm not sure if Max explained it to you, but if you see the books that we have published, they all have our imprint on it. So it says Penguin Books, which means you're not going to be an individual publishing this book. You have a company who's going to give you their PR to sell this book, and that is us. And what I'm trying to explain to you is, if you work in a bigger picture and you allow us to explore the marketing firms to, you know, get your book out there in its competition, maybe the book will do a lot better worldwide, not just, you know, publishing. Because I have high goals and high hopes from your book. What do you say?
Yes, I'm fine with it.
Okay.
We'll do step by step. Yes.
Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and check. Okay, have you ever talked to anyone about this book, as in a seminar, maybe in a conference? I mean, have you discussed this book with general people before?
Yes.
Okay.
With my medical, we have my company, my medical company.
Okay.
I have it with my ex-husband. And,
wow, okay.
Co-founder and medical director also, and have discussed it with him.
Okay, so don't you think that all those people already have some of this knowledge, that is why they find the book to be good? Have you ever discussed it with somebody who's outside of your medical jurisdiction? Anybody who's just stepping into it, maybe a new student?
Yes.
Okay.
Not with a student, with my, she's doing psychological consultation, let's say, and
okay.
This is my English, not English teacher. I would say, yes, he's a teacher. He's a teacher. He's a professor of language,
okay.
In Greek language professor. So I'm from Greece.
Are you from Greece?
Yes.
Wow,
yes.
That's a beautiful place.
So we have this USP in marketing that Hippocrates, that is the father of the medicine, is from Greece.
Okay. And right now you're still there in Greece?
No, I have discussed with her. Sorry?
I'm saying, are you also located in Greece right now, or have you changed your location for this?
No. My location is in Greece, my permanent location, but my clinic is going to be expanded in Dubai and in England. And
wow.
I'm working web, web-based in here in Arizona, because my son is a student here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm all over.
That's a beautiful job you have. I envy you right now. So why I'm asking you all this is, Nicole, see, a lot of times you might feel like... Sorry, go ahead.
He has already read my book, the psychology that I'm talking about.
Okay. That's perfect. Did you ever feel like your language can be a barrier when it comes to individual marketing?
Yes, a lot of barriers when it comes to individual marketing.
Okay. Why I'm asking you this is then you'll need somebody from the inside. Like, I'll give you an example here. You know, a lot of times authors feel like they cannot be the face of their book's marketing because of either they don't have very good communication power, maybe there's a language barrier, or maybe they feel like they'd rather have somebody else to do it for them, right? And in such scenarios, we need to fill in their shoes with somebody who's powerful enough and who has influence so that if they talk about the book, people actually take it seriously, right? And that's where marketing steps in. And this is where, Nicole, I can get you an influencer team who can help talk about your book online and start to create a good presence for your book. Okay? When they will talk, obviously they'll already have 10,000, 20,000 followers following them, right, and taking them seriously. All we need to do is create attraction in the market using their word so that your book can become the next best hot-selling topic. And that's how, before publishing, you'll start to get the attraction you need. And the target audience that you're releasing this book for will be well aware that a book like this is going to be out there soon. And this is exactly how from the first day your book can start making good amount of sales. I'm not saying that this is just for sales for you, but again, the whole motive here is to sell the book to the right type of people, and that is what we're doing. I'm more interested in making sure your book is being successful rather than just, you know, taking care of the publication itself. Because, again, I know that a person like you will eventually need marketing. Without marketing, the book will do nothing. And I want to make sure maximum number of people read this book. So for now, what I'm doing is, Nicole, are you, like, near a computer or a laptop right now?
Yes.
Okay, can you go back to my website, the one where you connected with Max?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, just let me know when you're there, and I can text you and I can show you a few things that are really important for us to know if you'd like to add on or not. Because without them, I'll have to just give you half the team. With them, I'll have to expand the team into marketing and start with the competitive research. So just let me know when you're there. I don't see you so far. Once you're here, I'm going to ping you with a hi, and we're going to show you a few things.
The same task with us?
Yeah, the website is the Penguin Book Writers. Yeah.
Yes.
It's writers with an S. Okay, I think I got you. Just a second. I've texted hi to you. Do you see my live chat option?
Okay, yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, I'm going to show you a few things that are really important for you to know before you start working on your book, okay? I'm going to make sure you understand them one by one. I hope my accent is something that you're understanding perfectly. I mean, it's not becoming a hindrance between our conversation, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. That is great. So starting off with our marketing strategies that are important for you. Okay, I've sent you the first one. Are you able to see it on your screen? I'd like to go through it with you so that I can show you what exactly does that mean. Have you ever handled your book's social media or a website or anything that you've created just for your book so far?
No.
Okay, so, I mean, do you think you're good at catering that side of the business?
Yes, but it's a lot of money right now. I haven't the package.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch the last part. Can you come again?
I thought that the web marketing would be in the package that we have. I have paid already.
See, the price that you've paid already is for promotions. Let me explain it to you.
Yes.
Promotions means once the book is going to be published on one platform, that is Amazon, we will try to give your book on the homepage once every week. Now, what does that mean? That means that once, you know, let's just say you pick the day for Tuesday for your book to be on the homepage. Anybody who just visits Amazon on Tuesday is going to be able to see your book. Again, it's just a promotion strategy that we get you on board with just to make sure your books are surviving for the first 6 months. That doesn't mean that there's a guarantee that that person who will see your book will buy it or will have the knowledge that he needs to buy the book for, okay? Second, let's just say somebody is not very useful with Amazon. Maybe they've had a bad experience. Maybe they have seen any difficulties with Amazon, and they're more inclined towards any other platform. Just imagine, those people are totally out of that promotion deal because, again, they are not going to be visiting Amazon for your books, right? So you're losing potential clients. Again, the promotions are really good because, again, they are going to show Amazon that your book is credible. But in order for you to sell these books to the right type of audience, you need marketing. Marketing happens once there's a word of mouth happening for you over the internet where people are vouching for your book. I'll give an example just for you to see what would be a difference in your book and in somebody's book who's doing marketing. So maybe that will give you a clear picture. Can you open the link that I have just pasted on the chat bot? Yes. Can you open this link?
Yes.
Let me know when you're there.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay, so it's one of the best sellers that we have, and this person has been taking marketing every 6 months with us for it's about like 2 years, 3 years now. And the book has ended up becoming a bestseller. And how do you know it's a bestseller? Do you see the number of ratings and reviews that this book have?
Yes.
And do you know that Amazon doesn't allow just anybody to give you a review? The review has to be by somebody who's actually bought the book, right? So if you scroll down, you'll see the number of reviews, number of ratings for this book, and obviously there's a title on this book for bestseller. And if you scroll down and you see product details, you'll see publishers as Penguin Books. Do you see that?
Yes.
That is a difference between a client who has taken marketing from us, and obviously if you just regularly pull up any book from Amazon, obviously you won't see this many reviews, this many ratings, because that person is not actually doing marketing for their book. And see, marketing does not only happen on Amazon. Amazon is not the only platform selling your book. Marketing happens on different sources, which means, you know, making sure that your books are selling from bookstores as well. There's going to be local marketing for you. There are going to be press releases for you. If somebody wants to look you up as an author, they write your book's name on Google and there's a website pulling up. There are social media accounts pulling up. That is what makes sure that the book is credible, and somebody who's looking into your book will be pleased enough to, you know, spend money on it. Unless that is happening.
Yes, I understand. But
yeah,
I don't have this packet right now. Let's do the book. And, let's talk about that later. I don't have the packet right now. Maybe I have it in 2 months, but not right now.
Okay, what I'll do is I'll ask Max, because you're already an existing clientele, okay? And I know that in a month, if I pull up the team a month later, most of the part that they are required for will be done by then, and we can't redo it because we'll be running short on time for publication. So what I'll do is I'll ask Max to send you a revised email. The email will also include this package, and it will show you how exactly do we work if we have both these things, the first package that you've already taken and the one that I'm recommending you together, what will be a major discount on them as a bundle, so you don't have to pay too much. And at the same time, it will show you a difference between what can we achieve with this in 6 months and what can we achieve with what you've taken so far. Okay? Just review that email, and then let Max know if this is something that you want to do.
Okay. Thank you very much.
That's perfect. Do look out for the email then. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.